Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Denia Rositzky with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunwa Meditation Center Hamburg Yunwa Dharma Sa of the Yunwa Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Tikvang Napopsinim about simple remedies for a healthier body, part 2. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jikwang Nepopsenim, 12,271, January 13, 2026, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. In the teaching from January the 11th, Nepopsenim had mentioned about juices to be consumed for good health. So, Nepopsenim would like to add more information about them. Surprisingly, many are allergic to raw vegetables. And so Nepopsenim would therefore like to first make sure you do not have any allergic reactions. For example, it is recommended in that case that carrot juice should be boiled for 10 to 15 minutes. That way the side effects are considerably diminished. Beet juice is similar. The beets should be boiled for 10 to 15 minutes prior to making juice. Those with especially high iron levels must be cautious, as excessive iron can cause stiffness in the body. In that case, this beet juice should be avoided. Blueberries are a bit sour, and so some people may have difficulties consuming them. Thus, other fresh fruit may be advisable. According to each individual's body condition, even some healthy foods and vegetables may not be compatible, and so it is better not to consume them. This is why the Nepopsenim says we should always watch ourselves, reflect well upon our reactions and responses, thereby becoming owners of ourselves. That way, when negative thoughts appear, we can watch them, finding that they soon disappear. Instead of trying to eliminate our negative thinking, it is better to let it flow. We soon find that with this awareness, our minds become relaxed. We also discover that whatever feelings appear in our bodies, those emotions and related thinking begin to surface, which can make us uncomfortable. If that occurs, then we can direct ourselves in the correct direction so that we do not make ourselves negative. Hence, we should always elevate our own thoughts in a positive direction. We must be aware that negative thinking always wants to control us. This is the reason why whenever any negative thinking appears, we should check and reflect upon it and gradually let that thinking dissipate. So when that thinking appears in our body, we can see that we are most famous novelty writers and creators. And we can be much smarter than the producers. It is wise to feel and believe like this once in a while. Then, when we are positive, such thinking always brings us abundant luck and virtue. For this reason, we can find our own wisdom and be most wise practitioners. Instead of judging other people's dramas, we should instead watch our own, as this provides us with much greater fun and excitement. The most suiting of all three is actually the carrot juice. So between these three juices, please choose what is most calming and energizing for your health. Especially presently, our eyes are very important. Technological advances compel many of us to sit long hours in front of the computer. So please go for whatever helps you. Thank you very much, Tikwang Nepopsenim. Thank you. Thank you for listening and thank you very much, Dikwang Dapopsanim. I wish you a healthy, nice and happy week. Yours in the Dharma, Gagdok.